Jesus tells us he's meek and humble, which means he comes to us to be with us and walk with us. You think of, Jesus is in the yoke with us. And when it's feeling heavy, sometimes the devil will tempt us to think like, you shouldn't bother with his commandments. You shouldn't bother with the battle against sin because it's just too hard and it's not going to give you what you want. But we know that Jesus is actually in that yoke with us. And he only allows us to bear as much weight as we can handle. And some days, I feel like he's dragging me along when I can barely do anything. Other days, he really lets us weigh on us. So we really are in relationship with him. We're doing our part. And he's meek, which meekness basically means he never tires of being patient with our nonsense. Like when we're dragging our feet and we're escaping out of that yoke and going and hanging out with the devil and, realizing once again, sin is not going to get us what we want. He never tires of welcoming us back. That's where these images today can really help us here, because it is a fact that all Christians will struggle with that temptation to go for sin, because it promises us lots of exciting fun at first and leaves us empty handed. And Jesus reminds us, like, my yoke will seem hard at first. It'll seem like it's going to leave you empty handed, but it always will be light and easy and bring you right to where you want to be. And it's classic. If you're a St. Ignatius of Loyola fan, he talks a lot about this reality that sin seems exciting at first and then leaves you dead. Whereas following Christ seems dead and hard at first, but leaves you filled with life. And the whole like die to yourself thing, it's kind of a paradox. And the devil tries to play off of that to keep us from ever realizing that, yeah, if we would just push through that temptation initially and trust that following God will give us what our hearts desire, we'll see. Indeed, that yoke is light and the burden is easy.